This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Now, it's time for Tucker and Kitchen. Call the show at 401-777-1037. Southern New England's sports original, 1037.
WEEI.
Tucker and Silva taking you up till 11 a.m. Did I just say Tucker and Silva?
You did. That would just be my name.
All right, so you got gone. You got it for the rest of the way, bud. I'll see you later.
All right.
It's good seeing you today, Ben.
Yeah. See you guys next week.
Tucker and Silva.
I'm out of here. Tucker and Silva doing it.
Well, see you later.
Oh. Big gulps, huh?
Hey, guys. Talk shows, huh? All right.
You know
well,
that line
see
was
you later.
You know that line was improvised?
Yeah. The best improvisation from him in Dumb and Dumber was when he's walking out of the bar and he sees the picture on the wall and goes, "We landed on the moon."
No way.
That was the best one.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely improvised, yeah.
What we don't want to see is the Patriots just improvise their NFL draft. Because it is
God, you and the segues.
I love segues. I love them.
I know
he's the best
do.
In the biz.
I'm good at it. It's one thing I'm good at.
Yeah, it's a little...
It's forced, I know. It's hacky,
forced.
I know.
Yeah.
I like it, though. It amuses me.
It, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I totally know. It amuses me. And that's really all I'm trying to do in this world, make myself laugh. The rest of you, I don't care about. I don't care about.
It's a good way to live by.
Oh, it's very easy. My wife tells me all the time, she goes, "You don't really like anyone. You just tolerate some people more than others." And I go, "Yeah, that's pretty much right.
I think that's pretty accurate description of you, yes.
Yes, I don't really like anyone. I just tolerate you guys more than other people."
Yes.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it's an easy way to go through life. The Patriots have... a lot of big decisions to make this week. And I think the draft is going to be fascinating. I think there's going to be way more movement in this draft than we've seen in years past. Devin and I were just talking off air because we were looking at the division itself and some of the other teams, you know, the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Bills. And we were specifically talking about the Bills, and they need wide receivers. So it just started kind of rolling through my head. It's like, there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to be moving into different positions. Because if I'm the Bills, you know, I want to move up and try and get one of these stud wide receivers to pair them up with Josh Allen because I've lost Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs. And Curtis Samuel is not an apt replacement. So I think there's going to be a lot of movement in this draft, and I think it's imperative that the Patriots have a strong game plan going into this draft and address multiple needs. We know what two of those needs are off the top of our head, quarterback, wide receiver. Those two rooms need to be improved. But Tucker, I think you see other areas where this team desperately needs to improve, and I think you'd like to see them address some other needs in the draft. What are those?
Yeah, I mentioned it earlier. Can we get a third down running back?
We did.
No, I don't think we did.
Didn't we?
No.
We got what's his name?
Antonio
we got Al
Gibson.
Wilson, yeah.
Antonio Gibson. I think he's 1B.
Okay.
I don't think they're sold that Stevenson's a workhorse at
all. Okay.
I think you're going to see a lot of Stevenson, kind of like last year with Zeke Elliott, right?
Yep.
I mean, I know that Stevenson ended up getting hurt, but even before that, we saw it looked like a 50-50 split, or at least a 60-40 in terms of Stevenson. I don't think they... And by the way, I'm pretty sure this is Stevenson's last year of his rookie contract, correct?
I think you're right.
I think Antonio Gibson, former wideout, by the way, converted wideout, he is a 1B.
Interesting.
I think they still need another running back. And now, that being said, this is a horrendous running back draft class, by all indications. But if they can target somebody who can make something happen and fill that old James White role that we've seen throughout this entire tenure with the Patriots, like, that is a glaring need, I think. And if you can pick up a running back who can fill that void in the fifth round, sixth round, yes, get one.
All right, so fifth to sixth round, that's about an appropriate area where I'd like you to target that if you're going to target that.
Yes.
I don't have that high on my need, but yeah, I mean,
I think it's a sneaky big need. Sneaky big need, especially with a rookie quarterback here. You're going to be checking down, and you want somebody comfortable there that, you know, they can check down easily to. You know, Gibson and Stevenson can do that, yes, but if you just have that pass-catching back, that's his role, and can offer you some pass blocking, that's a big need.
Do you see any other needs that they need to identify?
Pass rush still. I mean, what is the future of Matthew Judon? We still don't know what's going on with his contract situation there. Josh Uche only signed a one-year deal. That is still a big, big need for this team, especially in this NFL era.
All right, so where would you see them addressing that? To me, you know, that's an area where you're looking at maybe even the second round. Like, I don't know if you're going to get enough talent at that position third, fourth, or fifth round.
I think, I think you can find something in the fourth round. I mean, where was Uche drafted? That was a third round pick, wasn't it?
Well, that's okay. Fair enough.
I'm just looking for a role guy, or somebody that you can develop and might turn into a solid starter or role player going forward. I'm not looking for like a stud or edge rusher right now, but you need depth at that position.
Okay, that's a fair. I think it's fair. Both of those positions are areas of need for this team.
I think that in round two, it's got to be wide receiver or tackle. It's as simple as that. In round three.
Yeah. So I mean,
whichever way the board dictates, you go that route: wide receiver or tackle. Round two, round three, wide receiver, tackle, whatever the board dictates.
Well, I want you to definitively come out of this draft with a quarterback, a wide receiver, and a tackle.
Yeah.
I want to see you come out of the... And if you decide to not draft any wide receivers and it's just a Brandon Ayuk trade, I'm okay with that. I would like to see him paired up with another wide receiver because I don't think the rest of this room's very good. You know, Kendrick Bourne is a good three. He's an okay two. Bad one. So you're going to need a one and a two, really, I think. So if you can come out with the one in Ayuk, if you can also figure out, you know, Adunze or one of these other guys, if you go down a little bit further. What's the second kid from LSU? Not Neighbors. Pittman?
Thomas. Brian Thomas, yeah.
If you could come out with him and Ayuk, you get your quarterback, whether it's Jaden Daniels or Penix or whatever, and you can figure out how to make a tackle. Figure out how to fit a tackle into that scenario. I think you come out as winners in the draft. Now, ultimately, that doesn't mean anything. That's just the report card grade that we like to give right after the draft, even though it all means jack squat. But I still think you come out with positive because you've addressed the three most important areas of need for your team. And I really hope they view it that way.
How about linebacker? Do you think that Jerod Mayo, being a former linebacker himself, wants to maybe identify one and that's his guy going forward?
Where?
I mean, Juwan Bentley's there. He's fine. But again, what's the status of Matthew Judon there?
No, but I mean, where in the draft?
Oh, fourth, fifth round.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's all good.
I'm just talking about needs, sneaky needs. Like, is safety another need?
No.
Like Jabril Peppers, like what's his contract status? I think that's only like 1 year left, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of needs on this roster. That's the thing. That's why I think they're going to trade down. They need all these assets. Now, you can't do everything in 1 year, but Elliot Wolf said it the other day. He said something the likes of the more picks, the better. Right? Something like that?
Sure. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
there
I agree.
You go.
More picks, you know, does provide you far more flexibility. And if you can get a real haul for number three and only move back a couple of spots and still get your quarterback that you want, then yeah, it's all gravy. But you've brought this up many times to me. There's an inherent danger in doing that because you don't know how the rest of the board's going to play out. And I believe that there's going to be more trade activity on this draft night than we've seen in many years past. So that throws a further wrench into it. So the Patriots are playing a very, very risky game right now. If they stay at three and they get their guy, well, you're not going to be able to add some of those other areas over the next 2 years. You're just not. If you trade down and all of a sudden Daniels, May, McCarthy are off the board and you don't love Knicks and you don't love Penix, you're not going to feel good about that. You might not come out with a wide receiver until the third round. And they just say, you know what, let's go one of these other guys later in the draft, and we know we're going to still try and do this again next year too.
In terms of, you know, this draft being active on the trade front, I completely agree with you there, but I think that the Patriots are going to be one of the most active teams on the trade front on draft day or draft weekend. I mean, look at, put yourself in Elliot Wolf's shoes, right? You've been,
he's got small feet. It's going to be hard.
Oh God. You've been in a draft war room since you were 10 years old, doing grunt work and everything and building your way up. You've been learning from your father and you've been doing all this grunt work and everything. Bill Belichick's gone. You now have been handed the keys to making the, being the guy to make the picks. You have not been given the title yet of general manager. You're still looking to earn that title. You got to be bold. You got to be bold. And I think he's going to be very active in terms of getting assets in this draft. And I think it starts with number three there. And it just is a domino effect from that point.
I hope you're right, because, you know, I don't fully trust Elliot Wolf. Don't fully trust Gerard Mayo. I think they had the right intentions with some of the things they've said, but I'm more just kind of holding the Mayo thing back, where he's like, we're going to burn some cash this offseason, and he didn't.
Well, I think they need to earn our trust, and I think that this is a solid opportunity to earn that title for Elliot Wolf there.
I'm thinking about calling Bob Kraft and saying, I just don't trust him.
If you just sit there and you're just like going down the board, making your picks, and you're just like, oh, okay, we'll take this guy now. Like, you're not gonna impress anybody that way. Now, you don't need to be stupid and just like go all willy nilly with trading and everything like that. Like, know your board, know what other teams are going to be targeting, or have, you know, solid knowledge of it at least, and make your moves. Be bold. Be bold this draft.
All right. I think we've outlined a plan for what we want to see the Patriots and kind of what we expect to see from the Patriots coming up on draft night, Thursday night, at least the first round. Anything outside of that, we don't know. But this is clearly the most intriguing draft for the Patriots since 1993.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to go back to having the number one overall pick, yeah, sure. But, I mean, I think there's been other huge drafts.
It's the most crucial draft since 1993.
Oh, yeah. That's not even close.
So,
well, I don't know. That Gronk draft was an interesting time in terms of the Patriots dynasty and extending that dynasty. I thought that was a crucial time.
It was, Tucker, but at that point, you were still a playoff team, winning the division every year. The Patriots are barely relevant right now. That's why the owner is sitting there talking about the coach and not worried about the team.
I think
this team needs to reshuffle the deck, become relevant again. That's why it is imperative that they hit on almost every pick.
I think that's a little too aggressive, not relevant. I mean, they're very relevant. I mean, we just watched an Apple TV docu-series.
They're relevant here. They're not going to be relevant nationally.
They're relevant on that standpoint. And Tucker's right. They're relevant on that standpoint. And obviously, Seth Wickersham drops a huge bomb again this week on ESPN.com. But I think to Joe's point, they're not relevant as a – certainly not relevant as a contender. They're not even close to that. Not even relevant really as a playoff team.
No, but in the national spotlight, they're definitely relevant. And especially in this area. That's all everybody's talking about.
Tucker. There was a lot of empty seats at those games last
year. Yeah, I know, because it sucked. Who wants to go and sit in the weather and the cold and everything like that? It was just like, everybody threw in the towel on last year. Like, okay, well, we're not going to go to Gillette Stadium. But to say they're not relevant is strong.
Now, if they don't
continue on a path that's promising, then yeah, they are entering dicey territory, but they're not there yet.
I don't know, Tucker. I'm there every game. I'm a beer vendor at Gillette Stadium, and the energy in that stadium You could compare it to a wet fart, especially as that season went along. Really, the one moment there was energy in that building was the Philly game with Brady.
We're talking
again,
about
relying on the past. This team is going to be a team that's just stuck in the past. Yeah, they don't give you something.
You're talking
to look
about two, you're talking about two different things. You're talking about the energy in the stadium versus being relevant. The energy in the stadium, yeah, it sucked. I mean, tickets were cheap, but to say that they're not relevant is not correct. That's completely inaccurate.
I feel like if they don't get
We've been talking about the Patriots for an hour and 15 minutes.
Where they can barely fill the stadium.
No, they're not the Red Sox yet. They're not there yet. Now they're heading. Are they potentially heading down that path? Yep. If they don't make the right decisions, absolutely. But this is a big time in Patriots history. We have officially moved on from Bill Belichick, and everybody wants to see how this team pans out in the front office with Elliott Wolff and how their new head coach, former player of the Patriots, pans out. It's a very interesting time to be a Patriots fan. Now, if it all blows up in 3 years and, you know, we're still getting these four-win seasons, then, yeah, they're going to be irrelevant, absolutely. But right now, today, no, they're completely relevant. All anybody's talking about is this draft for months and months and months.
Yeah, and the Red Sox outside of that probably wouldn't even get mentioned.
No.
Outside of you bringing up their relevance, I don't know if they got mentioned on this.
Tanner Houck threw a complete game three-hitter the other night, and it was like, okay, cool, neat. It should have been talked about more, but that's where they've fallen. They're completely irrelevant.
Yikes. Oh, the Red Sox.
So what I'm trying to say is it's a big draft.
Thank you.
Yes.
It took us an hour and 15 minutes, but we got to it. It's
huge.
A big draft. It's a big... It's huge. Huge.
My one follow-up thought from the previous segment is, are you still good with them taking Jaden Daniels potentially a three without getting a wideout like a Brandon Ayuk? Is that the route you want them to go? Or do you still want to see him trade down? That was my only follow-up question.
So in that scenario, like, they don't take a wide receiver at the top of the second?
Or trade for an Ayuk, if you will.
I wouldn't feel good about that. I wouldn't feel great about that. If you're only coming out with Jaden Daniels and you're not coming out with a wide receiver on top of it.
I feel pretty gross about it, honestly.
Yeah. You need to come out with both of them. And how you figure that out, what that path's going to be, I don't know. But you need to come out of the first two rounds with a quarterback and wide receiver. You can't extend further than that. I know you need a left tackle to protect that guy. But this is your opportunity to grab two things that you desperately need right now.
What's working in the Patriots' favor for a wide receiver, it's not just Ayuk. You got Higgins still out there. We talked about Amari Cooper last week. Of course, A.J. Brown in the news.
Yeah,
that's
a good one, A.J. Brown.
There's plenty of opportunities for them to strike a deal.
Well, the A.J. Brown thing was interesting this week, huh? But Burt Burry pretty much shot that down yesterday.
Yeah, unfortunately.
He said he ran it up the ladder, and they said that the Patriots reached out, but they shut down the Pats and other teams as well. So A.J. Brown is not going anywhere.
Which could just be a ploy.
It could.
We know how these teams use media members to negotiate in a weird way.
I still like Joe's idea, by the way.
What's Joe's idea again?
Amari Cooper.
I think he fits in because the coaching staff knows him from Cleveland, and he's a relatively cheap option in terms of compensation and money.
Yeah.
But then I
think that's the perfect Patriots target.
I got to do it all over again. Do it all over again in a year or two, finding another wide receiver.
You're going to be drafting one.
So you think you're going to come away, trade for Amari Cooper and draft a wide receiver? Then I'm okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
But again,
you draft a rookie wideout and you groom him with Amari Cooper.
I feel like that's still predicated on you trading down, though. I don't know. I don't love Amari Cooper as much as I like Ayuk.
No, of course not. But he's still much better than he can open up the secondary there and blow up the top. Like he is the guy. He is one of those guys. Now he's not an Ayuk. Yeah, I know that, but he can still serve as a primary receiver.
He had a 200-plus yard game. I know he helped Devin win his fantasy Super Bowl.
Yeah, he had a huge game. And by the way, Jacoby Brissett knows him too.
Fair.
Yep.
Not the healthiest guy. I don't know if he's ever played a complete season.
No, I mean,
he always misses 2, 3, 4 games.
But again, you're not giving up a second-round pick for him. You're giving up a fourth or a fifth-round pick for him.
And the fact that they extended Judy after acquiring him, to me, that says Cooper is definitely getting moved.
Yeah, and the other thing that is interesting is it's been all quiet on that front. Like, you haven't heard his name really brought up anywhere aside from fan speculation, but you haven't heard any reports of him being potentially moved. But, yeah, I thought the Jerry Judy pickup was interesting there. Now, Judy's not a number one. He kind of sucks, but I think he's a number two.
He's a good number two.
I think he's
a good number two.
He's kind of an idiot, though.
Okay. Well, Stephon Diggs, no one's been a bigger idiot than Stephon Diggs, and he was a fantastic number one for a few years.
But, I mean, like, where are the Browns picking? They could be picking up, like, a Brian Thomas, if you will. Like, they're right around there, right?
The Browns are...
I'm looking it up now.
Not in the first round.
Oh, they don't have a first-round pick. Okay.
Nope.
Well, either way, they could pick up a rookie wideout in the second round.
Does Houston still have their pick from the Watson trade?
Houston is picking at second round.
Maybe Houston used that to move up to get the third pick last year.
Houston's picking at 42. That's their first pick. Cleveland isn't picking until 54.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's a long road to go. And again, those teams that want wide receivers, and this is a wide receiver heavy draft class, which is what all the indications point to. Again, I think you're going to see more movement, which is going to make the board more difficult for the Patriots to navigate to try and get the guys that they actually want. It's going to be fascinating. This is definitely the most interesting draft outside of the fact that Bill Belichick is going to do running commentary on it throughout the entire thing. We were intrigued by it before we knew Belichick was going to be doing it. Now we know that Belichick's going to be there covering the draft. It makes it that much more interesting.
Listen, I know that, like, obviously we have, very close attention having the number three pick here. But from a national perspective, this is the most, like, hype draft in years that I've seen because of this quarterback class. And it's going to be a lot of moving parts. It seems like you have solid quarterbacks here and an even deeper wide receiver class. Like, from a national perspective, this is a hype draft. This is a big deal draft. This is a big one.
It's the big one. It's the big one, everyone. Yeah, I'm fascinated. I can't wait. I can't wait to just get it over with. But that's just
me. Oh, I'm going to be sad when it's over. I like this pre-draft talk. I do.
Yeah, it gets
but
nauseating.
I want it to happen.
It gets a little nauseating. But yeah, at least things have changed to a certain extent. At least there's been reports out there that have changed things and made the conversation kind of move in different directions while we've been leading up to it. Because otherwise it would have just been frustrating if we're just sitting here going, May at 3? Oh, J.J. McCarthy's coming up. And then that's all we're talking about. That would have been awful. Absolutely awful. All right, we got to get to trending now with Devin. When we come back on the other side, we got to jump into the Celtics and the Bruins as they get started on their playoff runs tonight and tomorrow afternoon. But right now, Devin, tell us what's trending.
Now, this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.